This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as our guest on the line for this segment, Carmen Lovett, who is the marketing assistant for the Binder Park Zoo in Battle Creek. Welcome to the show, Carmen.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Carmen, I have to admit, this won't be a shock to any of our listeners or to Rick Preuss, but I'm not the brightest bulb in the chandelier.
There you go again.
And I didn't even know that the Binder Park Zoo existed. Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit about where the zoo is and what kind of a zoo is it and just kind of inform me?
Yeah, definitely. Binder Park Zoo, like you said, is located in Battle Creek, Michigan. It's about 3 miles off of 94, exit 100. It's very easy to get to. It's kind of a gem because we're located in the middle of Michigan woodlands and swamp area. So the zoo is actually in the middle of the woods. So you walk around and you just see basically woods surrounding you.
It definitely has that feel when I've been there. It's about as natural of a zoo as you're going to come across in Michigan. Very, very natural, like settled right in there.
Yeah, that's definitely what we're going for. We have many aspects of the zoo that not many other places have, such as we have a swamp adventure, which is about a three-quarter to a mile-long walk through a swamp, which is just completely natural. We have a couple different areas. We have Michigan woodlands. We have a swamp. We have marshy areas that you can just walk through and see natural wildlife. Okay. That's kind of a big draw for a lot of people.
Interesting. And as far as the zoo, how long has it been there, and how many different kinds of animals do you have there?
It's been around since 1977 is when it was founded. It started out as just a petting zoo, and it's just gradually grown from there. We have about 600 different species.
Oh, wow.
So we do have quite a lot of animals. A lot of those are different kinds of birds. We have two different aviaries. One is a walk-through aviary, and one is just a walk-by aviary. We have a lot of different kinds of animals. In 2001, one of the largest exhibits that we have, Wild Africa, opened, which has been a huge draw for people. It's a 19-acre open savanna with giraffe, zebra, antelope, bontebok, ostrich, marabou stork, just a bunch of different native African animals that are just roaming free on the savanna.
And they're interacting with each other?
Yep. Mm-hmm. They are.
It is like
in the wild.
It kind of reminds me of when I've been down south and went to some of the more open zoo exhibits there, and in San Diego, it has that kind of vast appearance where you're just getting into nature, which just happens to be fenced around right here in Michigan.
But don't the animals do what animals do and kind of go after the weakest one? Does that ever take place?
No, not really. We have our animals get along very well. The ones that are out on the savanna, like the zebra and the giraffe and all those, they're all herbivores.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not throwing tigers and lions in with them,
exactly.
Natalie.
the cheetahs are in a completely different area.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I mean,
okay. Well, you know what? Is the difference between a nature center and a zoo a foggy line? Because I was just thinking, we had a nature center on at the beginning of our show, and then we had a zoo. And I'm just wondering, it almost seems like with as much nature that you have in the swamp walk and whatnot, that there's almost a fuzzy area in between.
Well, we try to do both. We really want people to get in touch with nature, and that's a big part of our mission. But we also want to introduce people to wild animals from all over the world and, kind of educate them on the conservation of those animals and why it's so important to make sure that they're around for years to come. So we do definitely try to combine both aspects. And I feel like we do a fairly good job of it, incorporating swamp adventure and talking through our education programs and everything like that, kind of trying to educate our guests about what they can do to help.
Well, speaking of that education, Carmen, for this summer, what kind of programs do you have taking place at Binder Park Zoo?
We have a lot of education programs that go on throughout the entire year, not just during the summer. But this summer, we have a lot of things such as overnights, which basically that means that a family or a group can come to the zoo, stay overnight, have a couple education programs during that stay, and then they can actually wake up in Africa or on the east side of the zoo, depending on which program they choose. We also offer birthday parties throughout the year that you can actually come to the zoo and have your birthday party, which is a pretty cool experience. We do different sort of things like zookeeper for a day. We have behind-the-scenes programs where you can actually go behind the scenes and see how the zookeepers take care of the animals, what they eat for breakfast, that sort of thing. And we also have quite a few camps for children ranging from 18 months to 17 years old. And all this information is on our website if you want more details about prices and everything like that.
And what is that website address?
It's binderparkzoo.org.
Interesting. And Carmen, did you say that you had a new program that you were starting up this year for the first time?
Yes, we do. On July 9th, we're really excited about this. We have a new event called Kids Funfari. Now, this event is basically focused on getting kids out of the house and staying healthy and active. And we're also incorporating with that how animals tend to stay healthy and active and what in comparison what kids can do to do that. And this is going to happen on July 9th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we also are incorporating with this our lemur lap, which for some of the listeners who may have heard of it before, it's usually been incorporated with our Cheetah Chase 5K, but we decided to put it on its own separate day this year to kind of give parents more of an easier way to watch their kids run. And that's going to, the actual lemur lap will be 8:15, the morning of Kids Funfari. And you can register for that online right now.
Interesting. Well, you've definitely intrigued me with this cheetah chase. Can you tell me what that is? Because, again, I'm anticipating that National Geographic scene, and I'm starting to lace up my gym shoes.
Well, the Cheetah Chase 5K is a run-walk event. This is our fifth annual, and it occurs on June 25th at 8 a.m., and it's basically a 5K run or walk through the zoo. You start out in a parking lot, and you make your way into zoo grounds. You actually run up to Africa, and then you exit Africa and finish where you started.
Well, how often can you do that? That's not too easy. There you go.
But the cheetahs aren't with you, are they?
No. The cheetahs will be observing at this point.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't know better, so I'm starting to wonder on that.
I'm thinking for the, what was the fun?
It's Funfari.
Funfari, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm imagining you get like 30, 40, 60, or 100 kids all carrying something over their head and pretend like ants in a trail as they walk up the way. No, but I'm sure you have a lot of fun stuff in store for that. Give us an idea. What is that? What will they be doing?
Well, each child that comes in is going to get a goodie bag. And we're going to have, at this point, we have about 12 vendors. They're going to be set up throughout the zoo. And they're basically going to have a planned activity for each child. It's going to be, you know, either something about nutrition or how animals are able to stay active or some kind of exercise routine. And they're also going to hand out information about what their program offers. So basically, we're really just trying to do an overall, you know, this is what you can do to stay active. Here's an example of it. And we hope you have fun type thing.
You've been a great guest. We really appreciate learning a little bit more about Binder Park.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you. We've been speaking this morning with Carmen Lovett, who is the marketing assistant at Binder Park Zoo. Thank you again for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, Rick, what a fascinating thing to do. I know that I kind of betray myself as not knowing a lot, and I think I proved it today. But at the same time...
Well, but you know more. You can't say the same story next year.
No, I sure can't. But at the same time, for parents out there, it's such a great thing to get their kids outdoors and experiencing this for themselves instead of always on a screen. And I just think that that's great. So... on behalf of our producers, Mark Price and Kirby Pruce, and on behalf of my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruce, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll see you next week for the next episode of the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And in the meantime, please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.